At the Capitol, lawmakers hear testimony on legislation on a bill that would increase protections around cryptocurrency kiosks. Weston Republican Representative Patrick Snyder is one of the bill's authors.
Scammers will often pretend to be a government official, technical support, or bankers and direct the target to withdraw thousands of dollars and insert them into these crypto kiosks where the dollars are immediately converted into cryptocurrency that is delivered to scammers, often overseas.
Greenfield resident Karen Schmeling was recently the victim of a crypto kiosk scam.
This was different. This was emotional manipulation. And when I look back at what was actually happening to me, I realized that the verbiage that the scammers used was very specific to isolating me and not allowing me time to breathe, think, or contact anybody else who might be able to talk me out of this.
Schmeling says the moment she deposited her money into one of these kiosks was physically overwhelming.
Once I got my money into the crypto kiosk, I felt like I could have thrown up. I was so sick to my stomach. I said, it's like my entire checking account is now in this machine, and I did it of my own free will. How stupid could I be?
The legislation would require operators of cryptocurrency kiosks to implement more secure identity verification, establish daily transaction limits, and create a process for victims to request refunds. Wisconsin has more than 700 crypto kiosks statewide.